when serving the Master through the morning are we. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Heavenly beauty makes the shadows to flee. Glory is waiting when the Spirit is free. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Strangers but happy in His vineyard today, trying to help our Lord and Savior away. Serving the Master through the noontime are we. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. The shadows to flee. Glory is waiting when the Spirit is free. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Weary and footsore ere the battle is won, trusting the promise that we'll hear His well done. Serving the Master all the evening are we. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Heavenly beauty makes the shadows to flee. Glory is waiting when the Spirit is free. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless you, Brother Anthony.
I like it. Rich sent his hand for me.
I'll be your friend.
That's only word for grace is amazing. Bless you, Molly. Get a song book, sing with us this morning. Think about what you're singing.
Amen.
Yes,
it's me. He's rich like me. 228.
Amazing.
That you could call that place home. You say you had something you wanted to say, William?
Yeah, I just want to praise the Lord. You know, the Lord will keep you. If I'm thinking about the Lord can't lie when things happen, he's in my life. But y'all know I have dreams and I have more. The Lord's going to give me something, but it's also going to take away something.
Amen.
I know that. Probably I'm going to lose another member of my family.
Bless you, Brother William. Bless your heart.
I don't know. It could be. But in these limits, but the Lord gives us, the Lord takes away.
That's right. It's what Joel
said. And He will keep you. And I'll tell you one thing.
Bless you.
If you get up every morning and go outside and praise the Lord, the day and the weeks will go better.
Yeah.
Now you try that.
I invite
each and every one of y'all to try this just next week. Yeah. And see if you don't come back to church happier next week.
Amen.
Every day. I don't care who you are.
Bless you, brother.
The first thing when you get out of bed, get outside and raise your hands and pray.
Woo!
To the Lord.
Yeah.
And look towards the eastern sky to do that.
Yeah.
And if you think you won't be a happy person.
Bless you, Brother William.
I'm telling you. I stay happy. Me and the Lord gets out.
Yeah.
I work with myself. And we have a time. I talk to the Lord. He talks
Bless
to
you,
me.
Brother William.
And I see these things. And the Lord is good.
Yes.
Amen.
And if you don't believe it, try.
Bless you, brother.
You know, I've been a rich man all my life. I ain't never had much like a lot of people. But I've been rich.
True riches.
I've been rich and blessed.
Yeah.
And I've never really wanted anything I didn't get. If I want something, the Lord provides. You know, I've seen people getting new cars, new trucks. And I said... So the Lord, I said, Lord, why can't I have one? He said, well, go get it. And I went to get one. Now, I didn't get a new one. I got one 8,000 miles, and I was more happy than that.
Yeah.
But the Lord said, I got it, and I still got it sitting on the house.
Amen.
I appreciate that.
Bless you,
the Lord gave it to me.
Amen.
You know, and I thank the Lord, I don't owe anybody nothing but a smile.
Bless you, Brother William.
If I owe something, the Lord needs to get it paid for.
Amen.
And all I owe anybody is a smile.
Bless your heart. Appreciate you, brother. Amen. Well, that's a pretty good recommendation. Just get up and praise the Lord. Amen. Get up, lift your hands up to God and say thank you.
You get up every morning.
Yeah.
And it'll work.
Amen. Just say, Lord, thank you for the day.
It'll put a spring in your step.
Amen.
I'm almost 70 years old, and I can do much work as a young man.
Amen.
The Lord gives me strength.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know.
God bless you.
God bless you,
Brother
Wayne.
I'm going to be like Moses. I'm going to have that strength the day I die.
That's right.
But, you know, all this time, God's got to give you grace before you can do anything. You know, you got to have the grace of God.
Amen.
You know, as I look back, and I will say that, the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, Jesus, God. The Holy Ghost is saying that Jesus is keeping and God the Lord right.
Right.
Now, you ain't got a glorified body yet. You're saved, but you ain't saved. When you make it into heaven, that's when you're going to be saved.
That's right.
Otherwise, you got the devil to contend with. And I don't care how to be a Christian, I've seen them. I've seen some good ones saved.
Yeah.
I've been to different churches, and I'll probably be different more. I go to different churches, and I've been to about every denomination there are, and I tell you something, there's good in all of them, and there's bad there. And I just love the Lord.
God bless you, Brother William. Hey, man, I agree with everything you said right there. There is a devil, the Bible said, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. And the Bible said to resist him, he'll flee from him. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What I just told you, better take heed. Because just like Brother William said, buddy, I'll tell you right now, there's only one way to have victory, that's in Jesus. Amen. Sing, brother. Yeah. Richard?
I was going to talk there, and I looked out this morning, and birds sang in the sunshine, and I didn't have to get to go to work this morning. I thought, you know, it don't beat this. It don't get no better. And I wonder how people can look at what God makes and still exalt yourself. I'm very little. I'm nobody. Nobody. You know, when you see what He's done, look at His creation,
yeah.
You know. It's humbling to me, and I praise Him today.
I stood on the banks. wide raging river.
Heaven.
Trusting that I
help us this morning.
I've made my way through some valleys,
yes,
and deserts, believing I'd never be lost. I stood at the foot what seemed like Mount Everest, knowing I'd have the strength for the climb.
Yeah.
It's through every trial, each test and temptation, there's one thing that's sure every time.
Yeah.
Over and over again and again, God is faithful. It's over and over again and again through it all. He makes me able,
yeah,
to stand and to love, to come through love. But it sure looked like I could not win. Now Jesus, He's with me,
yeah,
so I'll claim the victory over and over again.
Yeah, thank you. Listen.
You may wonder why I have no hesitation.
Bless you, brother.
God does what He says He will do.
Very well.
But I simply say every trial has taught me there's nothing He won't help me through. So why should I dwell on the hardships and struggles? When I look just beyond them, I see, oh, the way this will end is with great celebration. And deep in my heart, I believe, over and over again and again, God is faithful. Over and over again and again, through it all, He makes me able to stand and survive, come through. God could win. Jesus is with me,
yeah,
so I'll claim the victory over and over again. I'll stand and survive,
yeah,
come through life, but it sure looks like I could win.
That's an old song, it never gets old.
That's right.
There's a lighthouse on a hilltop that overlooks life's sea. When it storms, they say it sends out a light that I might see.
Yeah.
And the light that shines in darkest night will take me, lead me home.
Well.
Yes, the light from that old lighthouse, it still shines upon the hill. I thank God His light around me, that I might safely see. If it was before the lighthouse, where would the cherub be? Listen, everybody that lives around me, they say tear the lighthouse down. You know the big ships don't pass this way anymore. There's no need of it standing around. But then my mind goes back to the stormy night, and just in time I saw the light. Yes, the light from that old lighthouse, it still shines upon the hills. I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shown His light around me, that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would the cherub be? If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would the cherub be?
Oh,
I
wish the world would run to that lighthouse. Amen. Thank you, Brother Richard. God bless you. Oh, we got one you want to sing? Come on now. Little Kaylee, come up here. Let's see here. Right there. There's two tear stains right there. Little Kaylee, kneel down right there. I said, honey, what you need? She said, Brother Eddie, I'm praying to get saved. I said, well, you hit yourself, honey. And there's a tear that went off that altar right there. She found one able.
You'll be placed for
you. Your tear stains are still there. If you get right this light, right here, you still see where them tear stains like that. I'm glad, praise God, there's a place like that. Go ahead. Let me get this record over.
Whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer at noon. God answers prayer in the morning. God answers prayer at noon. Jesus may come in the morning. Jesus may come at noon. Whisper a prayer in the evening to keep your heart in tune. God answers prayer in the evening, so keep your heart in tune. Jesus may come in the evening, so keep your heart in tune.
God bless you, Sister Kaylee. Amen. The Bible said out of the mouth of babes and perfected praise. And, I tell you what, I wish I'd lived for the Lord when I was young. I made very poor choices. But these young people, I kind of envy over them a little bit, because they've made a whole lot better choices than I did. And I wish that could have been said about me, that I'd made my lot in the house of the Lord when I was young.
Amen.
All right.
Did you recognize this little baby we got here that's never been here before?
Which one?
Yeah,
all right. Good to have this little baby here this morning. That first time in Cornerstone Church. Good to have here this morning this child. And Jesus said, suffer little children. The Bible said they brought unto Him infants. That's pretty small. That He'd lay His hands on them. And that's the first thing we need to do, is get our children to Jesus. And I know the world tells you to whoop their mind and mess them up and all that right there, but the one that cannot lie said the opposite of what they say. And He said, bring them to Him. And He laid His hands on them and He blessed them. The day and hour we're living in, that's what we need today. We need His blessing. We need His protection, His provisions. And He's promised to do those things. If you got a good old King James Bible this morning, open it up to Joshua chapter 2. If you don't have one, just listen. I'll read you the Word of God this morning. I've been properly informed this morning that we've got double trouble here this morning. And good to have them here this morning. I'm not sure which one is trouble. And which one's double trouble, but good to have them here this morning. May even have triple trouble here this morning. Anyway, good to have our young people here this morning. And Joshua chapter number 2, I'll read quite a few verses here. And I'll try to be as brief as I can. I know the day's been long. And Molly said, don't worry about the long or the day, but I'll do my best. Joshua chapter 2, Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim 2 men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they are come to search out all the country. And the woman took the 2 men and hid them, and said thus, there came 2 men unto me, but I wist not or knew not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not or knew not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water out of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the 2 kings of the Amorites, they were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our life for yours, and it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land, excuse me, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, get you to the mountains, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterwards... And afterward may you go your way. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father, thy mother, thy brethren, and all thy father's house home unto thee, and it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be within thy house, His blood shall be upon our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this, our business, then we will be quiet, or forgiven, or made free of thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. And she said, according to your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and this is the most important part of this host of Scripture. And they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. And I'll stop my reading right there. And I want to preach this morning on the scarlet thread. And I do desire your prayers this morning. Father, Lord, we thank you for the Word of God. Lord, that even in the day and hour we're living in, Lord, not only now outdated, but much needed. And I pray, dear Father, today for clarity of thought. Lord, for sound words. Lord, that this tongue could speak, not stumble or stutter. Lord, give me, I pray, the tongue like the pen of a ready writer for the preaching the Word of God. And Lord, you know all things. Lord, I don't know much of anything. But I do pray, dear Father, today that I'll be able to see you in the midst working, Lord, in our hearts. And I pray, dear Father, today that, Lord, someone, Lord, to consider what's said. And Lord, I pray they'll make an eternal decision. And for your praise and for your glory, I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, this story which we've read is in the Bible for a reason. And in this story, you've got a sinner. Her name's Rahab. She's concerned about her family. And she's concerned about herself. And with that concern, she's wanting some kind of an agreement that she and her family can live. And God told Noah to build an ark. And Noah, the Bible said, he moved with fear. And the Bible says about Rahab the harlot that also she moved with fear. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she received the spies with peace. She has an opportunity here to live.
Amen.
And in this opportunity, Brother Melvin, she's asking for some kind of a token, some kind of a covenant that they can live. And she makes a noble request. And she says, all I want is for you to save me and my family alive, and I'll help you. And here they are, their spies are gone down in obedience to Joshua. To spy out this land, she receives them. They lodge in her house. Word gets out. And they want these men. And she said, I'll make a token with you. I'll make a covenant with you. And she wants a true token of salvation. And verse 12, she says, give me a true token. And I'm glad, praise God, I do have a true token of salvation. But also she wants some kind of terms of salvation. And that's found in number 18. And they told her this. They said, bind this line of scarlet thread in your window, the line which you did let us down by, and thou shalt live in thy father's house. Now she's asking for a true token. And they give her the terms of this true token, this salvation. But in verse 21, the Bible says she takes action upon this offer. And I said this is the most important part, is she took action and she bound that scarlet thread in her window. And I tell you right now, I'm glad, praise God, I've got a true token. I'm glad I've got terms of salvation. And I'm glad I took action like her concerning that. Now, I've just got 3 points to preach. I don't think it'll take very long. But listen this morning, as I preach this morning, as you might understand this situation. Destruction is coming upon Jericho. They've heard of it. They know about it. The Bible said their hearts have been made weak. They're faint. Oh, they know it's coming. There's only one way of escape. And the way of escape, only one did choose, and that was Rahab the harlot. That thread, Brother Melvin, to her was a thread of hope. And the only thing she could do was hold on to it. And it was something that she could hold on to. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, Paul told Timothy to lay hold on eternal life. Amen. And I did that. And if you're saved here this morning, you've done the same thing. You laid hold on something. And I'm glad, praise God, I had something I could lay hold on, amen. But God gave me an offer, just like they gave her an offer. And it was something she could hold on to. And it had stability in the midst of this destruction, in the midst of this storm that was coming. And those who have fled for refuge can lay hold upon the hope that's been set before them, which hope we have, the Bible says, as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. That's Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18 and 19. Now I know we're living in a day or an age of change. As a matter of fact, we just had a man get elected, and really the thing that got him elected was, he said, change. I'll give you change. And we didn't realize what kind of change it was. When I say we, it took more than one to get him elected. So I'm convinced there's probably people here this morning that voted for our president. But I want you to think about the kind of change that you got. The kind of change that you got was for the bad and not for the good. And this country is on its way down. It's not going to come back up. It's just like Jericho, the walls are going to come down of America. We saw those twin towers that were raised up. We saw them fall. We saw the Pentagon bomb, or the Pentagon bomb. We saw the last plane, I believe it was an act of mercy. I don't know if God brought it down or if jets brought it down, but it didn't make it to the White House. And it spoke to me of judgment. And God always has mercy and judgment. And one of the three places that were destined to be doomed to destruction was spared when that plane went down in Philadelphia. Oh, how like Jericho we are. Only one hope. And that's that thread of hope that God offers. Amen. It runs all through your Bible. Now, the same token that Rahab got, I got. Yeah. The token came from God, and all I had to do was accept it. All I had to do was bind it and keep it. And I'm glad, praise God, that God made the same offer to me that He made to Jericho, and He said, take this, and you can live. And I took it, glory to God. Yeah. Little Kaylee took it at a young age, and I took it at a little bit older age. I didn't get saved last 34. But I'm glad it's there for all ages. We probably got some people in here maybe got saved later in life in 34. But I'm just glad I got saved, amen. But I'm glad, just like her, I've got something I can hold on to. In this day and time, man, your pension, you forget it. They've got their crosshairs on it. Man, your future, if they can figure out some way, they're going to take it. But Molly, I got something they can't take. Amen. Amen. Both sure and steadfast. I'm talking about I've got something, praise God, that no matter how smart this, and we have come down to an age of technology. I try to keep up with the news a little bit, Brother William, but it's more than I can keep up with. But a lot of these banks have been broken into by hackers. And they've took money, I don't know how you can electronically take money out and put it somewhere else, but they've done it. And I seem like they'll be able to electronically get it back. But anyway, these banks are being robbed nowadays, and nobody breaks in the wall. They just get into the computer system, and they change the data, or they change the information. Next thing you know, you've been robbed, and you don't even know it if you ain't smart enough to figure it out. I think that's the way it was in my life. I don't know. I ain't smart enough to figure it out. Man, oh man. Good. I've had one of them weeks this week, Brother Melvin. And I'll tell you what, I'm kind of like Psalm 55 over there. I had wings like a dove, then I'd fly away and be at rest. But I'm glad, praise God, I've got something they can't take. I'm glad I've got something that I can hold on to. I've got something to get me through the storm. I've got something to get me through all the destruction, all the things that Satan can throw against me. I've got a true token, and glory to God, I've got it bound in the wind of my soul, and the devil can't do nothing about it. I'm telling you, when the death angel came into Egypt, he couldn't go in where the blood was. That's what I got. I got a true token, a scarlet thread. Even though Rahab, she's a harlot, and I know we do categorize sin, and some sins are lesser than other sins. We've come down to day and time, and we ain't smart as we used to be. For some reason or another, they're making exceptions now when it comes to sin. But the Bible said that sin is transgression of the law. And those that do transgress, there is a price. And it will be paid. But that thread to her was a thread of hope. That thread to her was a thread of help. She couldn't help herself. I wish you could realize that this morning. You can't help yourself. You can't. I can't even hold on to the hair of God. But you can't change one hair from white to black, the Bible says. The Bible says you can't, by taking thought, add one cubit to your stature. I don't care how high your heels are. You'll fall. And short people, they want to be tall, and tall people want to be short. I've got skin place all over the top of my head. I wished I was a little short in some places. Out there at work, they made everything out there at work where tall people are going to get their head busted. And I've got skin place all over the top of my head. Amen? But she couldn't help herself. You can't help yourself. If you could just see yourself lost and undone this morning, and you'd realize, just like Rahab, and you can't help. And this scarlet thread to her was a thread of help. It was an offer to God. I'll help you. The Bible does say that He's a very present help in time of trouble. The Bible says, I'll look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. And the Bible said, vain is the help of man. But I'll tell you what, mighty is the help of God. God offered to help a harlot named Rahab. She couldn't help herself. Not only was she a sinner, not only was she a harlot, not only was she an outcast, but she was a stranger from the covenant of promise. And she had no hope. And she was without God in the world. But Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12 said, verse 13 said she could be made nigh by the blood of Jesus. Amen. And just like her, hallelujah, I got made nigh by the thread of hope. Amen. The same offer God gave Rahab, He offered you this morning. Now, one big difference between Rahab and you, she took the offer. And if you haven't took God's offer, and you're still in your sin, and in your mind you've got it all figured out, there's something wrong with God, that's reading you like you are. Well, Rahab, she didn't argue with that, Melissa. She took that thread. She didn't say it wasn't long enough. She didn't say it was the right, wrong color. Whatever, Carolyn, she took that thread. The Bible said she bound it in her window. She didn't argue with it. She just said, that's good enough for me. Amen. Amen. I like that. She said, I'll take that offer. And I'll take it because that's all I've got. I can't help myself. And the God who can't help, I'll tell you right now, He can't help if you don't take what He offers. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Melvin. And that thread to her was a thread of healing. She is terminally ill. And we pray for people that have terminal disease. The Bible says to remember them. And we do our best to do that. But I'll tell you, without that thread, that terminal illness was going to run its course. And she was going to die. She wasn't going to make it. She had terminal illness. She was as good as dead. Matter of fact, she only had one hope. She only had one help. And she only had one healing she could possibly hope for. And that was in this thread. And I tell you what, buddy, she lived because she took this lifeline that was offered to her. She bound it in her window unashamed. I'm sure people came by and said, hey, Rahab, I noticed you got a thread there in your window there. And if I was you, I'd take that thing down. That's kind of an eyesore. Well, you know, I bear His name. I bear the shame that He bore so that I could bear His name. The Bible said we've been made partakers of His suffering. And He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. And my car out there is plastered with signs. I got gas this morning. I got gas as a little boy looking over the pasture side door of the car right next to me, and he was reading them signs. And I wanted to go over and say, help yourself there, young man. They're free to you like they was to me. But I said, I'll just leave it be. But she was unashamed of having this scarlet thread. Not only that, buddy, she secured it in her window. That means she wasn't going to trade it for another.
Amen.
That means, buddy, she's satisfied. She said, that's good enough. I'll take it. I'm good. I'm satisfied. I ain't looking for it. I made a few trades. And I'll tell you what, I made the best trade I ever made.
That's
when I traded my rags for riches.
Yeah.
And I'm satisfied.
Sure.
She secured that in there, Carolyn, because she's satisfied. Now, if she wasn't satisfied, she wouldn't secure it. She just laid it in the one and said, we'll see. But when she secured that in that one, she said, ain't nothing going to take that place of that. That's my thread right there. That's all I need right there to get me through. And you know, people, there are some people that are satisfied with their Savior and their salvation. There are others that are looking for another to come. And I'm not looking for another. I'm satisfied. And I've got it fastened in the wind of my soul. But I tell you what, not only that, she depended upon it to make it through what was coming. Joshua chapter 6 talks about the destruction of Jericho. In verse 25, if you want to look at that, you'll find out that she and all of hers lived because she put this thread in her window. And not only that, it said all the rest died. The reason they died, they didn't want scarlet thread. The reason they died, they didn't want a covenant, promise. They wanted to trust in their God, or maybe in their means, or maybe they had a thread. I've saw a few people that felt like theirs was better than mine, but I'll tell you what, mine made it through. It's been tried and proved. Matter of fact, God said, try me and prove me. He's one, I'll tell you what, buddy, you don't have to worry about being tested and failing the test. You find out when you try Him and you prove Him that you'll find out you got a better deal than you even realized. Amen.
Amen.
Everything that was behind that scarlet thread lived, and everything outside of it perished in that destruction. Old song, here in a song book, I thought about it in this message. It says, living below this old simple world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? And it says, oh, where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Now you listen to the words of this song. Neighbors are kind. I love them every one. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? I'm going to leave a chorus out and read the third line. Life here is grand. We're friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own Word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? I want you to know Rahab found something. When they gave her this true token, she found something, buddy, that would get her through what was coming. Now, I know we've got a great calm right now, but I'll promise you this, right in the middle of this great calm, there's a calamity coming. Luke chapter 21 says it's so great that men's hearts are going to fail them for fear. That means it's going to be so, it said fearful sights. Going to be such a fearful thing that men are going to grab their heart and they're going to literally fall down dead because of the calamity that's coming. But I'm glad I got a scarlet thread. And I'll tell you what, in the midst of that, and I know Jesus said in the world we'd have tribulation. Yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. I don't know the extent of what we'll have to go through. I don't know if we'll go to the brink of the tribulation. I know one thing, I ain't going through the tribulation. But I'll tell you one thing, the Bible said we're going to be tried by fire. God said that if they'll see in church, I counsel thee buy of me gold tried in the fire. And I'll tell you one thing about the fire, it gets all of the, what do you call it, all of the
impurities.
Yeah. That was the word on my tongue, I can't spit it out for nothing. It's coming off the top of it. I forgot what they call it, but I used to make fishing baits. It's something like that. But it comes up to the top, you take a ladle and you scum it out and drop all the dross, I guess. Heck, I don't know. Anyway, it could be, yeah. And you know that scarlet thread makes a difference. If I do have to go to the brink of the tribulation, if I do have to go through some tribulation, if I do have to come down to the point of that, I'm glad, praise God, I've got a scarlet thread fixed in my window. And just like Rahab and all her house lived, my house will live. And if your house is not like that this morning, you're to think about God's offer. The same thing He offered Rahab. Matter of fact, the Bible said He'd make mention of Rahab. That's in the book of Psalms. Can't remember exact chapter and verse it is. But He said, I'll make mention of Rahab. She's in the genealogy of Jesus. She's an outcast. She's an alien. She has no promise. But God made one with her. And the promise He made with her, if you'll take this, I'll receive thee. If you'll take this, you'll live. That scarlet thread, the world mocks and says, well, we'll see about that. That scarlet thread has been proved. It made it. That scarlet thread's all through that Bible. And little Kaylee, I'm glad God gave us something we can hold on to, honey. I know it's going to get a roughy road, rocky road, a little rough. But God gave us something that'd be an anchor to our soul. That when everything else is falling down and falling apart, we'll have stability. We'll be able to stand. Heaven all, we'll be able to stand. I appreciate her. I still remember that stormy day when she was right here on this little altar right here. And being about as ignorant as I am, I knelt down and I said, honey, what you need? She said, Brother Eddie, I'm praying to get saved. I said, well, you pray on, honey. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad God will meet us at a place of repentance. The same God that gave Rahab that scarlet thread gave little Kaylee a covenant, a promise. And all you got to do is keep it, honey. He said, all you got to do is keep it. We're kept by the same promise that God gave Rahab. The same promise. He said, if you'll take it, I'll honor it. This morning, if you're here today, if you don't have a scarlet thread, you don't know what the heck I've even talked about today, just listen to this. You ain't going to make it without it. The Bible said, whoso has a son has life. He that has not the Son of God hath not life. There's only one life, one hope, one help, and that's Jesus. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, dear Father, that this message didn't fall upon deaf ears. Lord, I pray for the help of the Holy Ghost of God that You might usher here in our midst that one nearest hell this morning. Lord, I pray, dear Father, young or old, the Lord would be obedient. Bathe my heart, it's the word that we've heard this morning. And I ask You, Lord, to help us. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody stand, please. This invitation given by God is an opportunity to have a refuge to hold on to. Rahab, she said, I need a true token. I need something I can hold on to. And they said, here it is. Take this scarlet thread. If you'll honor it, we'll honor you. Are you coming this morning? You going to let the devil beat you out of it again? He will. He'll rob you. God's promises. He'll beat you out of blessings. I promise you this. God is here, able and ready. Fix anything you got needed. Lord, thank You for Brother William. Thank You, Father, Lord, for the blessing that he is. I pray Your blessing be continually upon him and his family. For that thing that he mentioned, Lord. I pray, dear Father, Lord, you look into it. Lord, if you want to bring one home, we understand. But Lord, we pray, dear Father, Lord, if it not be your will, you would intervene in this matter. Let this one live on. Lord, we don't understand your ways. We can't, Lord. They're past finding out. Whatever, Lord. Lord, you desire, we pray. Your will be done. Bless for the way in this matter. You need to come this morning. Why don't you do that? Have you trusted Him? Have you took His offer? If not, come quickly. The Bible said, without delay, come. He'll save you, glory to God.
Yes, Jesus
is the way. Lead you into rest. In Him without delay, and you are fully blessed. Only trust Him, only trust Him. What about it? Won't you come? Why not? Old song said, why not tonight? Well, why not today? Why not now? You answer that. Hope you're honest with me. Hope your answer is acceptable to God. Thank you, Brother Melvin. I hope this morning you not only heard the Word of God, but I hope you heeded it. Oh, Brother Eddie, I'm not the Lord. I'm just a preacher. And I'll tell you this morning, the Lord loves you. He made room for you in heaven. He made a way you could get there. If you'll take that way, you'll make it. Anybody got a word in your heart this morning? Appreciate everybody here. Maybe somebody's got a word before we dismiss. We'll give you an opportunity. All righty. Well, they're all heading out. I ain't quite figured out what we got going on, Brother Anthony. We got something going on. I don't know where. All right. All right. We'll all, let's all stand then. And we'll be dismissed. Thank you for coming. I'd like to invite you to come back tonight, 5 o'clock. Bring somebody with you. And between now and tonight, pray for me. And Brother Anthony, you dismiss us. Word of prayer there, brother.
Father, for service, thank you for everything you do for us. Bless you. On the way home. Let us live our lives to shine in front of others that would be better people. We pray for the lost. We pray for the sick. We pray for the ones that's taking care of us.
Bless them. Amen.